Nishas. You know what I mean? So in other words, so we're doing Ram Nishas. Gimel Halacha Yuches. On the Rav Chaim is on this, but we're doing the first part of Ram. So the Ram says that the Shliach has to say Hare Plonis. The Shliach says Kidashti. He says Mekadosh Plonis Shesholcha Osach Mekadosh Shleiv. Who Amalo? The Shliach says Kidashti Alach Erasti Alach Anasati Alach Lisha. And then he goes on to say that even if the Shliach says Hain Dayo, and then he says Afilu Shasa. So why does Ram, so why don't Ram start off right away and just say he should be Shasa? But the answer is that this is different than in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, he says, he describes the Maisa Kedushin, and he says that he's, that he, Omar Arem Kedeshus Li, Mereshus Li, early Li Shabazet. The no sin lo b'fneidim. V'ho ishu she'omer dvarim she'mashmon she'kono oso lo lisha. V'ho she'yitin lo akesef. So over there, the halacha is that the nature of her kabbalah is her participation in the kinyan is that she must participate in a way that she's subordinate to the maisa habal. So therefore, he must do the amira sakinyan, and he must do the maisa hakinyan. And she expresses her gemiras das exclusively in a passive manner through Kabbalah. So that's the nature of the structure. But that's the Gzeres HaKasav and the Maisa Kinyan of Kedushin. But insofar as Shlichus is concerned, Shlichus is a different institution. That's an ordinary institution of Shlichus. And Shlichus requires Amira. That the Shlichus must be enunciated, that he's doing it for somebody else. So that's why the Ram says that the Shlichus aspect requires Amira. But the only thing is, you could have a substitute for Amira. Hain is considered Amira, or even if it's Muchach, Shasak. It also has a din of Amira. Masha'ina Kain, in the case of the Kedushin itself, that her shtika is not a shtika of Dibur. Over there, in the contrary, over there, the shtika is an intrinsic component of the Kinyan itself, that the Kinyan demands a very special kind of expression of Gemiras Das. In other words, the Gzeres HaKasav by Kedushin is that the nature of the Gemiras Das by Kedushin, the way it's expressed on the part of the Isha, is a different kind of expression. It's intrinsic in the nature of the Kinyan. This Kinyan demands a certain kind of expression of Gemiras Das. See, every Kinyan is basically an expression of Gemiras Das. So over here, the Gemiras Das of the Isha must be done in a way that's in line with the concept of Kiyikachish Isha. So therefore, the Gemiras Das, by definition, is expressed through the Kabbalah in response to his setting up the Amira and the Nesina. That's intrinsic. So over here, Dibur, on the contrary, Dibur is no good. Dibur is no good. Dibur is no good.
Any
Dibur? What?
What about
she's the next step? I don't know. Shalom's waiting. Hold on, Shalom. But anyways, the nature of the Kinyan is set up that her Kabbalah, her Gemiras Das must be expressed in a passive, must have the character of passivity. So therefore she can't be involved in the Dibur. There's no Din Dibur for her. Okay? That's the nature of the structure of the very nature of the structure of the kingdom. But in Shlichus is ordinary Shlichus. In ordinary Shlichus, the way it's structured is that you need Amira. So that's what Aram is saying, that Hain has a din of Amira, and even Shasak has a din of Amira, but the din over here, insofar as the Shlichus is concerned, is essentially a din of Amira. Masha'ena Kain in the Ishus, the very character of the Ishus is set up. The way the Torah set up the Kinyan is that there should not be any Dibur, and that she should, the Maisa Kabbalah is in response to his Dibur, because that's the very nature of the Maisa Kinyan. You see, whereas in ordinary, but that suggests a Kasav in Kedushin, that's the structure that the Torah assigned for this Kinyan. Okay? But in ordinary circumstances, we demand a Gilui Das of Amira. that's the halacha always requires a gilui das of mir, except in this case, where the gzeras hakasuv demanded a specific character of the maisa kedusha. You see? What? See, there's no halacha that you can't say anything. That there's no halacha that she can't be active. See, the halacha is that she can't say any dibur that's a necessary structure of the kinyan. You see? So as long, once he makes the dibur and he does the nesina and she's makabel, so what she, whatever she says now is simply extraneous because it means that he set up the kinyan, so her dibur is unnecessary. And he made the statement, and he did the nesina, and she was makabel, which means she's makabel al das his amira. So whatever she says is superfluous; it's not necessary. The dibur that she can't do is the dibur that's a necessary component of the kinyan. If she produces such a dibur, that's a then she's not being then we say she's not, that's not passive. Then we say that she's playing an active role. Then it's against the character of the nature of the king. But once she's makabel, kabbalah is defined. No, she says I'm a kabbalah. The only case the Ram says is no good is where he doesn't say anything. That's where she does the amira and he does the nesina. But let's say he does the nesina and amira, and she says, and she does amira also, so there's no problem. Because her amira does not contribute anything to the kinyan. Because he already set it up, unless she's saying, I'm not going by your amira, she's canceling out his amira. But she's not saying that. She's just verbalizing that she's what she's doing. So she's being nefarish what she's doing. But he already set up the structure, the essential structure of the kinyan. The structure of the kinyan is dibur and the sinah. So in kedushin, she can't play any role in the dibur, because she can't play any role in setting up the structure of the kinyan. Masha enik, that's a separate halacha, separate jesa kosev in the maisa kinyan kedushin, the way her gemiras das must be expressed. But shlichus is an ordinary halacha of shlichus, and the ordinary halachas, you require dibur. So that's what the Rambam is saying, that the dibur, either the shlich has dibur, or else the or else hein and shtik alone is good. What about Benji's question? Why don't I say now that his dibur is going to be makif? So the answer is no. The same thing, same exact thing, because it's extraneous. There's no psul dibur. The psul is, if it's a dibur that creates the kinyan, then it's a dibur that's necessary for the kinyan. That's the ma'akev. But if the the dibur on the shlichus, it's necessary for the chalos ha-kinyan in har, but it's not necessary for the kinyan kedushin per se. Right. Yeah. How does the sukkah b'asanya work? I mean, he's not doing the dibur. But apparently in asukin, I'm not in the sukkah now, but just off the cuff. The asukin bosa inyan, you see, why is halacha that he has to do the dibur? It's because he has to be the prime mover insofar as the king is concerned. So by asukin bosa inyan, when he does the nesina, that renders the asukin bosa inyan his dibur. Do you know what I mean? He rendered, by doing the nesina, he's rendering the asukin bosa inyan the framework of the kedushin. So he's creating the framework of the kedushin. That's why it works. See, he has to create the framework. But there's two ways he can create the framework, either directly through direct dibur, or else by taking a situation and rendering the situation into a dibur shel kedushin through doing a nesina alone at that time. Under certain circumstances, the nesina activates the existing conditions of dibur. Okay, but over there, that's good. Think, because it was nothing before. Because before it was just a condition, a situation, there was nothing. So he renders the asukin osa inyan a hochacha of kedushin. So that is, he renders it al chach of kedushin through the nesina. So he is creating the dibur in that case. That's why it works. Hey, it's a mistake. Yeah, it's a mistake. Yeah. There's something wrong. It's hard to figure out what's wrong. is a mistake in Rambam. After the Rambam says the halach of kiddush b'shtar, then he says v'chein b'chol advarim kulon shel kiddushim din ha'ish im ha'isha k'din shaliach im shaliach ha'ma'av. It should be the opposite way. So Kapach has the correction. It should be like this: v'chein b'chol advarim kulon shel kiddushim k'din ha'ish im ha'isha. Kiddin ha'ish im ha'isha. Where is that? Kedin o ishim o isha, kain din shaliachim shaliach o emav. That's what it should be. Okay, it's a mistake. That's the problem. So the problem with the Rambam is that the Rambam was mitzaref over here, the dasa shaliach. And the Rambam says, if he's mekadesh b'shtar, so eina kosvo el midasa ov o midasa shaliach. So midasa ov is correct. Because he paskins that when you write the shtar, it must be written midas ha'isha. So the das ha'av is equivalent to the das ha'isha. Because he's mekadesha. It's mekadesh bito. But by the shliach, that's not the case. The shliach's das can't work. You need the das of the mishaleach. So what is Rambam saying over here? The das of shliach is good. That's Rambam's question. Okay? Yeah, so that's our Reb Chaim simply brings out the question a little more. He says, because you learn from Gittin that where the Baal is the Makna, so you need the Das of the Baal and not the Das of the Shaliach. Okay? But you must have his Das exclusively. And in Kiddushin, Daf Tes over there, it's Mavur, that you need the Das or Isha. And where do you derive that you need the Das or Isha? From, because she's the Das Makna. Correct? Because in Kiddushin, she's the Das Makna. So you derive, just like his Das Makna you need, so you need her, she's the Das Makna. So since it's an exact parallel, so if you need the Das Makna, so just like by the Ish, where he's Megarish, you need his Das and the Shliach's Das is no good. So over here too, by the Isha, it's exactly the same. It has to follow suit. That if you need her Das, the Das of Shliach won't do. That's what Chaim said. Can't say Rabbeel the Das Ram the Maishna the Hashem Gabe Bal Glomani Das Shliach for Law Meimru or Maishna Ocha Gabe Yish the Mahani Moshek Sheramban. So that's the question. Let's leave it at this point. Okay. Let me just put it down. Okay. So the question in the Gemara is, when you learn the Gemara, the question in the Gemara is that Rav Papa's reasoning, which is Rav Papa says aim at time of the two, aim at time of the D, and Rav Papa holds that it's ain't a mekadeshes. Why? Because he says, and why? Because he says reasoning seems sound. Because he says that makash avaya liyitziya, just like by yitziya you need a das meschayev, so by avaya you need das meschayev also. And the das meschayev is the isha. Rav Papa is looking into the essences of the situation. Whereas according to Rav and Ravina, it would seem to be superficial. That just like over there, you don't need a das ha'isha. Over here, you don't das ish. It's two different things. Over there, the das mischayev is the baal, and over here, the das mischayev is the isha. I mean, it's very hard to explain Rava. You can say in Rava that Rava held there's no din of das mischayev by iser, by a kinyan shel iser. It's possible to say that Rava held the concept of das mischayev is strictly in din amamonis, but in iser, the concept of Das Meschayev does not exist. You could say that. But if that's the case, we still don't understand why Rava needed a Hekesh then. Then the question is, do you need Midaita? No, you don't need Midaita because you simply don't need Das Meschayev. But what is he making an equation? Because just like over there by Gershon, you don't need Daita. Over here, you don't need Daita either. And why should I think you need Daita by Gershon to begin with? Doesn't make any sense. By Gershon, there's no reason for Daita. That's really the difficulty. When he's saying, just like by Gershon, you don't need Daita, I mean, why would you need Daita by Gershon? So for what reason would you need the Isha's Das? He's the Mischayev, and that's it. He's the Mischayev, the Gershon is Bal Karcha, so you don't need her Das, her Smichas Das in the kingdom, but there's no reason why you should need her Das for the Shtar by Gershon. No reason for it. That's the problem. There's no reason why you should need her das for the shtar gershon. Ksiva is a valid ksiva. It would seem that's a good point. I mean, it's a good point. It would seem Yeah, if you say that you need, if you're going to say that you need lishma, and you're going to say you need midaita, so if the shtar was written shalom midaita, there's no lishma. It's worthless. You can't say later she'll say she acknowledges the, she'll say write the shtar. Yeah, but it's too late. There's nothing to write now. But everything that ever was written was worthless. So you'd have to rewrite the whole shtar. Okay. So let me get another question. So Chaim's question is like this in the Gemara. His question is, there are two dinim in Dasa Meschayev. One din in Dasa Meschayev in a shtar is that if I just write down that you sold me your house, so those words have no value whatsoever. They only have value if I go to the owner of the house and he says yes. So if I should write up such a document, it has no value until the owner says, okay, tell Adam to sign it. Once he says that, then he's endorsing the words, and the Rayas Ashtar comes into existence, and now the Shtar is a Magid. That's a din of Dasa Meschayev. Okay? Because you can write up anything about anybody. That's one din of Dasa Meschayev. But there's another din of Dasa Meschayev that the Gemara and Kedushin is concerned about. That's a different problem altogether. That's a problem when you co-save a Shtar, and the ksiva sashtar has to be ksiva lishma, which means to say you need a qualified maisa ksiva, and not just a rayas shtar, because a rayas shtar can use chasima. But lishma means you need a qualified ksiva. And over here the Gemara was asking, do you need her permission, do you need her das, in order to render it a qualified ksiva? So there you're asking about the dasa meschayev insofar as the ksiva sashtar is concerned. You see, that was the whole Gemara's question. So what does Gemara bring a raya from this Mishnah, when this Mishnah is basically talking about the raya shtar? It has nothing to do with the Gemara's question. So let's say, so we'd say yes. So the Mishnah is saying in Kosvin shtar yasin umidashnehim, which means to say that for chasima sashtar, the wording is not going to be a magid unless you have hardas. That's true. But it doesn't show in any way that you need the dasa meschayev for ksiva sashtar, which was really the Gemara's question, that in the qualified ksiva, in order to have a qualified ksiva, do you need her das? Without her das, it's not a qualified ksiva. The ksiva is not qualified. There's a dasa meschayev in ksiva sashtar, in the qualification of the ksiva, not in the qualification of raya sashtar. So the Gemara's raya is no raya. It's only a raya for, it's only a raya that you need dasa meschayev in the din raya sashtar. Not in the din ksiva lishma. That's what he said. So now Prime is saying like this, that what do you need das? Why do you need the das ha'odom in shtar? Okay. So das ha'odom in shtar is really the das ha'meschayev. That's what we're usually familiar with. Okay. So the das ha'meschayev is necessary. Otherwise, the sphere of dvarim is worthless. Right? Okay? Yeah. So now the question is like this. But that's good by a shtar kinyan. You understand that you need the das of the person, because you need the das meschayev to render the shtar to a shtar. Correct? Okay. But over here by shtar erison, since shtar erison is a completely different kind of shtar, the sphere's dvarim in the shtar is not, in an ordinary shtar, you have to validate the sphere's dvarim because you're talking about somebody else's nechassim, so it's worthless. So you need the das meschayev to validate the sphere's dvarim in the shtar. But over here, he's saying there's a different sphere's dvarim in a shtar erison. The Torah says, write down, if you want to mekadesh nisho, so you write down bishtar, bichsav, what you want to do, what you're doing, and you hand it to her. So that sphere's dvarim is validated only by the Mekadesh. He's the Balashtar. He renders, that Balashtar of Chaim means the one that renders the sphere's dvarim in the shtar, the sphere's dvarim. You see? That's what he means by Balashtar. You understand? I mean, he uses that term, but that's what he means. The one that renders the sphere's dvarim in the shtar, the sphere's dvarim. So in Shtari Erson, the one who renders the sphere's dvarim in the shtar is that, because that's the formula. The formula is, the Torah says, you want to be Kaddish Nisha, write it down, b'chsav, and then give it to her. So these spheres, Dvarim, are validated by the one that wants to do the Kedushin, because that's the formula the Torah gives for Shtar Kedushin. Okay? So, therefore, Reb Chaim says, so now the question is, since that's the case, so what's the whole Gemara's question whether you have to have Daita? What do you need Daita for altogether? Doesn't make any sense. What do you need Daita? Hadas is completely unnecessary. So what's the whole Gemara's question when the Gemara says, Kusva l'shma, v'shalomi daita? I mean, what do you need me daita? Over here, the Haradas is not necessary. In an ordinary Shtam Mecher, you understand why you need a Das Meschayev. Okay? But over here, for this Shtar, you don't need the Das Meschayev. You don't need Das Meschayev to render the Shtar a Shtar. Whose Das do you need? You need the one that renders the Sphere of Dvarim a Sphere of Dvarim. You see? And over here, it's totally him. So why is the Gemara even concerned about Hadas? So what's the answer? So the answer is, there's only one answer. The answer is, because that's a din in lishma. That's a din in lishma. Hadas is a din in lishma. Which means to say that if, this is the Gemara's question, that you have to write a shtar, lishma, lishema, isha, if she is unaware about, if she's unaware of it, so then, then it lacks in the din lishma. Yeah, so Reb Chaim said like this, that lishma means you identify her. That's what lishma means, right? That's the general concept. Lishma means for her and exclusively, correct? So Reb Chaim is learning like this, that over here in the case of Kedushin, where she is the Das HaMeschayev, correct? So if she's unaware, then her identity is lacking. So you can't identify her as, it lacks in identifying the person. Because over here, without her consent, without her knowledge, she is not an entity, her entity, herself, as a Das HaMeschayev, is not there. So therefore, it'll lack in the din of Lishma. Do you follow? That's what he's saying. Because, and that's what he's proving. What he's proving is like this, that the Das, you understand? That Das HaMeschayev over here is completely different than Das HaMeschayev in Shor Shtaros. Because Das HaMeschayev in Shor Shtaros, like we said, is because otherwise the spheres of Dvarim are worthless. Over here, the spheres of Dvarim are not totally in Das HaMeschayev. The spheres of Dvarim is a whole different type of spheres of Dvarim. It's spheres of Dvarim that the Torah created, that the Torah validated as a kinyan. So who does it? The Mekadesh. That's the formula. So you don't need a Das HaMeschayev over here for the spheres of Dvarim. Because the spheres of Dvarim is completely, becomes spheres of Dvarim, because the formula is that the Mekadesh renders the spheres of Dvarim, spheres of Dvarim. So now the question is, so what's the Gemara's whole question about needing Hadas? There's no reason for Hadas. So he says, the answer is, because the Gemara is saying that in order to, it's not a halacha in rendering the spheres of Dvarim as spheres of Dvarim. It would lack in Lishma if she weren't aware, if it wasn't Midaito. Because if it's not Midaito, then her identity as a Das HaMeschayev is lacking. So then it lacks in Lishma. Do you follow? Because she is an entity. She's not just an Isha, like by Gittin. You see, by Gittin, she's just an object. So the Lishma identifies her for what she is. But over here, she plays a role as a Das HaMeschayev. So if she's not recognized as a Das HaMeschayev, her identity is lacking, and it lacks in Lishma. That's the Gemara's whole question of, do you need me daita? You see? That's what Reb Chaim is saying. Hi, Reb. That's right. So that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Makash Havaya Liyitzia. That Makash Havaya Liyitzia means just like by Gershon, you need the Das HaMeschayev, because in Gershon, you need Lishmo and Lishma. And the Lishmo over there, he's a Das HaMeschayev, and he's identified as a Das HaMeschayev. So over here too, the Isha, who plays the role over here in Kedushin as a Das HaMeschayev, if it's lacking in Das HaMeschayev, it's going to be lacking in Lishmo in the Isha. You see? And that's the whole Gemara's question. So now you can see according to Reb Chaim, that's the machlekes Amorayim. Machlekes Amorayim is makish havaya liyitziyah. Do I say makish havaya liyitziyah? Just like over there. By Gershon, in order to have Lishmo, all you need is the Shem or Isha. Over here by Kedushin, all you need is the Shem or Isha as well. That's enough of a Lishmo. Or do we say no? That just like over there, the Dasam is Chayev with regard to him is necessary for his Lishmo. So the Dasam is Chayev over here with regard to her, if she's not identified as a Dasam is Chayev, it lacks in Lishmo. So the Dasam is Chayev is an element in order to create the lishmo in the kedushin, in the shtar kedushin, but not in order to validate the shtar, because that Reb Chaim proves is not necessary, because the sphere's dvarim in the shtar over here doesn't become a sphere's dvarim, because like it does in a shtar mecha, it becomes a sphere's dvarim through a whole different manner, because there's a special formula for ksivas shtar erisim, you see. So that's how Reb Chaim says. So that's how now you see how the Gemara proves from the Mishnah, Bryce. From the Mishnah. Now you see how the Gemara proves from the Mishnah. Because why? Because the Mishnah says that you need Ein Kosvin Shtar Erisin Elmi Dashneim. So the question is that why do you need Dashneim? Why do you need her das? You can't say you need her das in order to render the shtar a shtar. Because in shtar erison, you don't need that. That's not necessary. The sphere's dvarim is determined by the Mekadesh. So it must be because of the din lishma. So the Gemara's proof is 100%. In the gavra of lishma. You see? In other words, if the dasam is chayev, if she's not aware, so lacks in the gavra of lishma. That's what he's saying. Reverend Ravina? Yeah. No, so Rav Ravina is very good. They're saying since there's a hekesh in the pasuk, so the pasuk's saying that just like by Gittin, all you need in Lishma is the Shem or Isha, so over here that's all you need for Lishma. You can't introduce a new idea that you need a Das Meschayev to identify her, that you need a new Lishma. It's the same Lishma of Lishem or Isha by Gershon is the same Lishma as by Kedushin. If you have that equation, so then you don't need Midaita. Because you're saying she's the same Gavra of a Lishma as she is in Gershon. And in Gershon, she's a Gavra of Lishma, not as a Das Mischayev, but as an object. So over here too, he's saying she's a Gavra of Lishma as an object. And Rav Papa saying no. Rav Papa saying, no, that over, that in Gershon, there's a Lishmo and a Lishmo. And you need a Dasimus, and the Dasimus Chayev over there, and the Lishmo is identified because he's aware. So over here too, the Dasimus Chayev and the Lishmo must be identified as a Dasimus Chayev, otherwise it's lacking in the Gavra of the Lishmo. That's the Machlekes. But it's all in Lishmo. That's Rav Chaim Shur. It's all in Lishmo. It's beautiful. It answers our question. It answers the original point that we got stuck on the sugya over there in explaining the first one, explaining rubber. Because on the surface, the Gemara is right. You should look a little deeper. It's a Dasam Eschayev. But now you see how the Gemara fits in beautifully. It's not because it's not a question of a Dasam Eschayev in rendering the shtar. It's a question of a Dasam Eschayev under the framework of Lishma. You see?
That's more simple.
That's correct. I was asking a further question. I mean, according to Reb Chaim, the sugya is beautiful because the sugya goes in gradations. First, the sugya, he's the Baal HaShtar. He renders the spheres dvarim. So first, without Lishma, you could say Chasimah would be enough. But now we say, no, the Gemara decided you need Lishma. So now the Ksiva itself, it has to be a qualified Ksiva. Now the question is the person in that Ksav that's referenced in the Ksav. Must that person be an actualized as a Dasam Eschayev in their complete role or no? If you say they must be actualized as a Dasam Eschayev and they aren't, then the Lishma is lacking in the Shtar. That's what he's saying. Okay. So what is he saying here? Now he's introducing a new idea. He says, if he's in there, the Afilam and the Dashneim, Mishnah the Lishma, come from Chalukim Heim Bedineihem. The din of the das of the Baal and her das. What is the chilek he's pointing to? What is the chilek he's pointing to? How do you define the chilek? You have to define the chilek. He says, he is making the shtar, but she It's true Hadas is ma'akev, but she's not making the shtar. What does he mean? He means that her das over here is going to be a very unusual kind of a das. It's a passive das. It's not a das that effectuates anything. It's simply without her das, she can't be a gavra of lishma. She can't be a chefza that could be properly referenced in the shtar because she's not actualized. You see, as a das meschayev. So this is a different kind of das. This is where, this is an unusual case. A case that stands alone, namely, where the das ha'odom does not effectuate anything. It just passively allows you to identify the individual and incorporate that individual in a lishma. That's a completely different kind of a concept. You see, that's the, here's the key of what he's saying. So he says, now you see the answer. Me'ata, go ahead. Right. Right. That's right. That's correct, Mamili, yeah. Right. That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. That's right. So Reb Chaim identified the problem by pointing to the sugya of Mila lo Mimsu l'shliach, which is really the proper sugya for the Ramban's question. That how could the Rambam say that the shliach can supply the das in this case? What is that a violation of? So Reb Chaim identified it in Shas. That's a violation of Mila lo Mimsu l'shliach. What does that mean? That means if I tell a shliach to write a get, so the shliach can't initiate another ksiva. You see? That's a halacha in initiation. So that's where Reb Chaim says that is true where the das is active. That's the halacha of Mila Mimsur Shliach. It means that I can activate a get, but if I tell a shliach to do it, he can't activate with his das. His das cannot activate another get. You see? So that's true, a shliach can't do that. That's where you're talking about an active das. But over here, her das is not an active das. Her das is just to be identified as a chefza in the lishma. So he says, since that's the case, so the Rambam is completely consistent, that over here, the das a shliach is not a violation of midlo mimsu a shliach, which is an active das that initiates, because only the Baal is the initiator. So her dasa meschayev here is not a dasa meschayev like an ordinary dasa meschayev, which is an active dasa meschayev. Here it's a dasa meschayev, a passive dasa meschayev. A passive dasa meschayev, that the shliach can do. As long as you have the das of the, as long as you have the das of the shliach, so that's enough to identify the individual in the lishma in the get. And that's his answer. Police, no, he's saying no. That's not what he's saying. He's saying the sugya of mili lo, he distinguished between das in the active role and das in the passive role. He says mili lo mimsur l'shliach is clearly a halacha of das in the active role. Because that's what you're talking about. You're talking about if I appoint somebody, they can't appoint. We're talking about appointing. That's das in the active role. That's correct, that a shliach can't use his das to activate something. But over here it's a different kind of das. Over here it's das in the passive role, which is simply you need her das in order that she could be a chefza shel a gavra lishma. That we don't see the shliach can do. Shliach can't activate something. If I tell a shliach to write again, he has no right to go in turn and appoint somebody else with his das. That's Milulah Mimsul Shliach. But over here, the Das Meschayev, insofar as the Isha is concerned, insofar as the Shliach, has nothing to do with initiating with creating the entity of the get. The entity of the get is completely created by the Baal. That's what he says. There's a difference between the two. You need Das Shneim, but it's two Das. One is the one that creates the entity of the get, that's him, and she, her das is necessary passively, because it'll be a ma'akev if you don't have it, because then you won't be able to have the lishma. That's a completely different thing. There's no sugi in Shas that says that the shaliach in das can play a role passively and supply what is necessary that she could be identified in the shtar as an entity of lishma. That's what Rav Chaim says. He He says, and that's what a Rambam, that was the Rambam's ingenious idea, that you can't equate these two. And this has nothing to do with the sugya of Milo Mitzvah Shliach. And over here, the Shliach's Das is perfect, because it's a passive Das. It's nothing to do with the sugya of Das, where Das initiates, where Das creates a Shtar. You see? That was the Rambam's idea. I mean, if you want to talk about what the nucleus of the idea in the Reb Chaim is, really that the Das HaMeschayev over here is a different kind of a Das HaMeschayev insofar as the Shtar Kedushin. It's not a Das HaMeschayev like Shtar Mecher and Kinyan that renders the Shtar a Shtar. It's a different kind of a Das HaMeschayev because that's not necessary. That was the idea. And once you see that, now the question is, so what do you need the Das HaMeschayev? And then the answer is Lishma. And once you have the answer Lishma, then you see, then it's a different kind of a Das. And once you see a different kind of a Das, so then of course, it's, you don't have the problem of Midla Mitzvah Lishliach. That's the line of reasoning. Yeah. In the Bible. You see, and it's not a steer. And there's no steer between this Reb Chaim, between the famous Reb Chaim, that the essence of Shtar Shenasa Midas Mitzchayev. That's absolutely true. By Shor Shtaris.
Right.
I mean, the idea of Mila Mimsari Lishliach is you can create a Shaliach to do something for you, but you can create a Shaliach to be a Das initiator. You see, that you can't do. Where you need an initiation of Das, you can't make him your Das initiator. That's a different kind of a concept. You have to be the Das initiator. So in order to write a get, you need to initiate. You have to say, write the get. It's your initiation of Das, which is essential in creating the Shtar. So you're the only one that can do that. And even Omer Imru, you can't make him a primary Das initiator. You can't do that. See, that's the idea of Midl Mimsu Rishliach. So Reb Chaim is saying, that's why you see what Reb Chaim is saying, that's the essence of the sugya there. But that's only a question where there's an intrinsic, trying to create an intrinsic das initiator. But not where the das over here is not a das initiator, because in this shtar you don't need a das initiator. That's only in the das meschayev and shor shtaris. But in this shtar, he's the das initiator. So her das plays a completely different role. That's why I'm saying it has nothing to do with the sugya of Milo Mitzvah Shliach. That can carry out. You can create, shlichus can create a gavra that carries out your desire as if you did. But you can't make him into an initiator of das. That's not shlichus. That's only you. That's a separate thing. That's din kol tarkuvos. That's din shinan everywhere. Of an act of verbalization. See, by merely over here, when you tell him, you go tell them to write the shtar. You see, in telling them to write the shtar, that's not just an act of verbalization. When you tell somebody to write the shtar, that means you're initiating, your das is initiating sivus shtar. So you can't tell somebody else to do that because that's an initiating das. And only you have the initiating das. That's milu mimsul shliach. That's the idea of milu mimsul shliach. You can't instruct somebody to be an instructor. Can't do that. You can instruct, but you can't make him into a primary instructor. Nothing to do with the das. I mean, that's why Reb Chaim brings this in, because that's the whole institution of Milo Mimsul Shliach is a primary initiating phenomenon. And her das over here has nothing to do with that. There's no reason to restrict Shlichus except what we see in Shas that it's restricted. And it's only restricted in this way, that the Shlichus is restricted where you're trying to create a primary initiating Gavra. And that's not what she's doing over here. So therefore, it should follow the Lachs of Shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula. That Shlichus is good for everything.